I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. The wildfires in Los Angeles last year killed more than 24 people and caused about $60 billion in damage. They were the costliest U.S. wildfires on record. And expensive disasters like fires, hurricanes, and storms have become more common, even after adjusting for inflation.
The frequency of these billion-dollar disasters has changed from about once every 82 days to once every roughly 2 weeks over the last 10 years.
Adam Smith at the nonprofit Climate Central runs the U.S. billion-dollar weather and climate disasters database, which tracks disaster costs. The federal government ran this database until last year when the Trump administration cut the program. But businesses, researchers, and public officials rely on this data, so Climate Central picked up where the government left off. Smith says disaster costs are rising because people are building in disaster-prone places. Many areas have inadequate building codes, and extreme weather is getting worse.
Human-caused climate change is supercharging the intensity and the frequency of some of these extremes that lead to billion-dollar disasters.
And the coming years will likely bring even more costly disasters.
So this data we're providing is increasingly important as we plan for the future.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC, striving to provide points of view that are rarely expressed in mainstream media.
Welcome to Modern Jazz Today with your hosts Carrie Gaffney
and Jeff Williams,
where we will focus on the ever-evolving landscape of today's jazz, traversing the genre and presenting what's new, what's groundbreaking, and where it's happening. Right here and only here on Modern Jazz Today. Welcome to another edition of Modern Jazz Today. We've got new music. Let's dig right in. We'll kick things off with Corcoran Holt. The album's called Freedom of Art. We'll check into the track Flatbush. Let's check it out. We'll be right back. Up next is Mess the Tick and James Brandon Lewis. The album's called Deface the Currency. We'll check into the track, Gestations. Listening through the track, Jeff, what was your impressions?
It's a performance based on feel. I'm talking about funk-based groove that builds into layered electric textures and cumulative dynamic expansion.
I agree. It starts grounded and steady, then gradually grows heavier and more powerful.
Thank you.
Coming up next is the Interplay Jazz Orchestra. The album's called Bite Your Tongue. We'll check into the tune, The Congregation. Then the United States Air Force Academy presents the Falconeers. The new album's called Watershed. We'll check into the classic tune, Impressions. Let's dig in.
This is Modern Jazz Today with your host, Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams.
We've got some fun in front of us. Up first is Paul Hansen and Raise the Maze. The album's called Calliope, and we'll check into the title track. Then Alexi Tumarilla Trio. The album's called Departing the Wasteland. We'll check into Morini. Then Adrian Cunningham. The album's called It's About Time. We'll check into the track Computer Says No. Let's dig in.